personally, how did it feel to be kind of back in the swing of things on defense?
It felt great. I mean, sitting out for five, whatever it was, weeks, I mean, it's hard. I mean, watching guys play, watching guys practice, I mean, you're just stuck not doing anything. So, I mean, to finally get back out there on defense, I mean, it felt great for me.
Can you walk us through the sack?
Well, I mean, I got a similar play like that last year against the Packers. Missed a tackle, so that kind of went through my head. I mean, just a blitz. Came unblocked. We did a good job disguising. Came unblocked. And I mean, like I said, I had the image of the play last year, so I toned it down and just went through it.
How was it in terms of making sure everybody was in right places on defense and getting back into the flow of all of it?
I mean, it was great. Like I said before, I mean, getting back on that field with, I mean, my teammates, seeing guys put in that work, just being back, it was a great feeling for myself.
It seemed like you guys weren't flowing to the football the way that you normally do. Was that a result of, you know, field conditions or something else? Because usually, you know, you have four or five people around the football.
That's an excuse. There was plays that we did it, plays that we didn't. That's something we work on, pride ourselves on. We didn't do it yesterday. Whatever that reason may be, we just got to move on and make sure we do it from here on out.
What's the feel around the building today as opposed to Friday?
It's disappointing. That's how it is after every loss. I mean, you don't want to come in. I mean, Mondays are hard after a loss. Coming out of film, putting that game to rest. I mean, we got a game next week. So, I mean, it's disappointing, but we got to get back to work.
A couple of guys alluded after the bye that maybe the focus and the intensity was not there yesterday. Do you sense that? And why could that be after all that to get ready?
At times I felt that way, but I mean, definitely not the entire game. I mean, we definitely made some good plays among the bad ones. So, it's hard to say. I mean, bye weeks, I mean, take them how they are. I mean, they're great. I mean, getting guys back on the field, just kind of getting away from football for a week, just getting your body back. But at the same time, you got to have the right mindset coming back in.
How much is it staying that you guys have been in? Unable to win games in the division, which is so crucial to any team's success?
Like I said before, I mean, every loss hurts, but especially division ones. games like that, I mean, we have to win. Division games especially. But like I said, I mean, we have another division game next week. We have to prepare for that, so we got to put this one behind us.
I think you seem to learn quickly from your mistakes last year when you were reviewing things and it paid off at the end of the season. Is the process any different now that you've had experience? I mean, in the learning process, I mean, the mistakes different? Are they easier to correct? I mean, where are you at that stage, I guess, as far as just improving?
Mistakes happen, but as for recognizing them, I feel like I'm better at that than I was a year ago. Just knowing what's going on. I mean, I can tell in the field if I made a mistake, right away. I'm like, okay, I know what I have to do, so I'm going to correct it. Last year, it wasn't as easy. It didn't come as quick. It was something that I maybe had to see on film. Mistakes happen. People make them every day, every game, every practice. It's just important to kind of get by and correct them, whether it be in film, on the field. But overall, I mean, they're still there. I have a long way to go, and I'm working to correct them. Like I said, when I see them.
They're quality players at linebacker, yourself included, but how's the defense different without Danny out there?
It's definitely different. He's a guy, he controls the field, he's a playmaker. Injuries, they happen, so, I mean, we can't skip a beat without him out there. It definitely is different, but, I mean, it's football. I mean, injuries happen every week, so, I mean, you got to keep him moving.
Nick, were there a few times yesterday that there was some confusion before the snap for you guys? Maybe just having a good play call or what it was, if just a couple times?
Not that I can really remember specifically, it happens throughout the game. I mean, you got offenses hurrying up, slowing it down. You got change of personnel. So, I mean, it happens time to time, but nothing that really sticks out yesterday that I can really put my finger on.
Nick, can you take us through the Montgomery touchdown run where the breakdowns occurred there?
It wasn't a terrible play on defense. It was just, I think, a misalignment and just a guy coming crack. He just squeaked through there. I mean, it was just wrong place at the wrong time type of deal. Guys trying to make a play, kind of got out of position. And, I mean, it only takes one person or one gap where he can hit, and he's gone.
Thanks, guys.
No problem.